Greetings and salutations. It is the Cleary Podcast, a little bit late, because we're doing stuff, doing work. What was I doing? You do so much work, you forget about it. What the hell was I doing? Oh, that's right. I started teaching dance classes again. Not permanently. All you think, oh, you're going back to teach a dance? No. I just needed something to do, needed something to get out of the house. I'll explain success to you someday. It's the tragedy or the irony of life. You actually get to where you want to go, and then you realize, oh, there's so few people here. Most people don't achieve this. Most people don't have the minimalist lifestyle. Most people went into debt, and they that's the life experience. Unfortunately, that is the human life experience. Is you had too many children you couldn't afford. They didn't have birth control back in the 100 AD. You fornicated, then you brought a kid into the world that just saddled you with more problems. The monks and the eunuchs had a little bit of an easier time and a go. Think about that. The yunks and the eunuchs. They seem very calm and serene. The Tibetan monks. Why were they so calm and serene? Because they didn't have kids. All the world's problems, all the world's strife could go back to the fact that you decided to have kids. Or you didn't decide to have kids. Like, you know, you wanted to have sex and there was no birth control. And you spat forth some children and begot Enoch, and Enoch begot Abraham, and Abraham begat Isaac, and they tried to kill him, but God said, whoa, hang on there now. Hey, just joking. But I'm a lovable God. Hey, I only told you to kill your son. And then at the last time I said, I'm just kidding you, Abraham. I'm just joshing with you. Someday we'll look back at this and laugh. That's what God said to Abraham. And Abraham, who had no self-respect, still believed that bullshit. And, oh, yeah, geez, okay, God, yeah, that was funny. Nervous laugh. Yeah, you almost made me kill my son. Oh, what a great God you are. Geez, Aaron, why don't you go to church? Oh, I don't know. There's no reason. When does the... I'll confess with you guys. There's two people, two groups of people hounding me. And they're both very well-intended, very well-meaning people. The first group is the good Christians. I obviously grew up with Nazis. We call them the Wisconsin Synod. And they're evil, disgusting people. And I can't wait till I get terminal cancer because I'm going to go pay a couple visits to them. But for the most part, your average Christian is a nice person and they do like it. And that's why a lot of my friends are Christian. You know, Backloff, Mr. Fuller, all these other guys. But one of them recently on the Facebook post says, you know, oh, hey, look, you're coming around and finally believing in the Almighty. It's like, look, okay, look, I'll tell you this. You can't get me back my childhood. You just can't. You simply are not going to be able to get back my childhood. But you can compensate me and make it so that the remainder of my life is as easy as if we had a normal childhood or a good childhood, or just like, say, a generally neutral childhood. So I quoted him the price of $1.5 million after tax. Say, you give me $1.5 million, and then I'll go back to church. I'll sing you hymns. Oh, Lord, I give I'll go through the motions. I'll go to church for every Sunday from henceforth. Late service, not early. Early, I'm not joking you. The price would double. If you said, oh, you got to go to early service, it actually would triple. You'd need to pay me $4.5 million for me to go to early service. But I'll show up every night at 6 a.m.
Some ragu sauce with spaghetti and meatballs there. Add a little bit of salt for taste.
I'll sing that crap. I'll listen to the sermons. I'll go through all the motions, but you're going to pay me for it. The other thing I said is, well, if you can empirically prove God exists with the scientific method and that your God is the right God, I'll go there without the payment because they're like, oh, dude, you're the guy? Okay, I ain't going to fuck with you. Unless he's a dick, in which case I'm like, yeah, I might fight you. I might join Satan. Yeah, maybe Satan ain't the bad guy. Maybe we've been propagandized. Look, all these women who are like under the age of 50 actually believe that there's like sexism and men hate them and they've been oppressed this entire time. What if God's just like this big propagandist machine, huh? What if the good guy is Satan? So that was one of them. The other one is all these people, well, not all, but like three or four. But, you know, after two or three, you kind of think, all right, there's a trend going on here.
Why don't you have children? We need people like you to pay me.
You need people like me to breed? Then fucking pay me. And that's a little bit more than $1.5 million. Because you see, with the church, with travel time included, you're talking an hour and a half, 2 hours every week. With the kid, oh, good Lord, Jesus Christ. That's 18 years minimum. And that assumes I'd bring the kid up right and he's not influenced by the state or the schools or whatever else. And then he leaves at the age of 18 and he never comes back. Except for Christmas and Thanksgiving. You want me to have a kid? You want me to breed? Well, start paying me, motherfuckers. You want me to go? Look, I got the setup, guys. I got the minimalist lifestyle. I get to go and travel. I get to do what I want. I am compared to the bullshit I went through when I was a child and how little I freaking had, how little, not only money. I'm not even talking the finances. Just I'm talking pure freedom. Right now, well, of course, in part because I'm an adult, but there's no permission. I just go. Hey, I think I'm going to go. Are you going to go? Yeah, I think I am. The girlfriend says, go. I'm like, thanks, babe. Thanks, sugar tits. Spank her in the ass and I go. And I come back 2 weeks later. She says, how was it? I said, it was great. Missed you. That's why I came back. Good. Let's fuck. That's how it goes. But back then, oh no. I remember it was so bad we got excited because we could go to the grocery store just because we could leave the house. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't understand that concept of like changing your environment. I'm like, ooh. I was like a freaking dog. I was excited to get in the car. We're going to go somewhere. Are we going to go somewhere? We're going to go. Oh my God. Wagging my tail. If I had a freaking tail, I'd be wagging it just because we're going to go to Target to pick up some batteries. And now I got the life. Now I smoke great cigars. I just did a video on how to smoke a cigar. I went down to my Kuwaiti buddy. Traveled a long way. Visited some friends over in the west side. Picked up some cigars along the way. Did a video on how to smoke cigars. I smoke cigars. I drink booze. I do whatever I want. Go whenever I want. Leave whenever I please. Come back whenever I want. And here you guys. Here you guys. Who you must have been brought up in the childhood bubble. You almost had the June Award Cleaver experience. Like, it's great. Why don't you breed? We need more soldiers for the future of Fight for America. We need future soldiers for Western civilization. Yeah, you think I'm going to bring a kid into this world? You think, well, God, heaven help me if I have a son. Heaven help me if I have a son with a white woman. That kid will be white. And male. Oh, kid would be crucified and murdered in half a sec. No freaking way. Not to mention I have to give up my own life. So if you want me to have a son, you're not going to pay for my inconvenience to raise the little rat bastard for damn well near 20 years. You're going to pay for the shit he's going to have to go through. So for all of you, you don't really ought to breed. All you people, the smart people aren't breeding. Why aren't the people who are breeding not breeding? Yeah, you know what? Each kid, $15 million post-tax. And not dollars. I want it diversified. I want it split. How do I want it split? I want $3 million in different types of currencies. I want $3 million in gold and silver. I want $3 million in Swiss francs. I want $3 million in U.S. dollars. I want $3 million in euros. And I want $3 million in what? Singaporean dollars. All right, so for all of you who like you're just introduced to the Clary Channel, we need more people like you to breed. You ought to join Christianity. Pay me. Come on. Isn't a soul worth it? You're going to save me? Huh? Save one soul? If it just changes and saves one life, it's worth it. Come on. That's the leftist mantra, right? If it just saves one life, it's worth $18 trillion in enslaving 100 million lives of others? You want me to go to church? You want me to believe in Christ? Why don't you fucking make it worth it to me? And don't give me your fucking goddamn motherfucking bullshit. It's here in this Bible that was written 4,000 years ago by a bunch of fucking Jews high on cotton cocaine over in the desert. They couldn't even find their way out for 40 years in the little Sinai Peninsula. How am I supposed to follow those guys? Sinai Peninsula ain't that big. And they're lost for 40 years? Oh yeah, I'm gonna follow those guys. Jesus Christ. And then you want me to ruin this perfect setup. The one modicum, the one morsel of happiness, the one more, like, I'm not starving. I have food. The mortgage is affordable. I can travel. I can enjoy life. Oh, now you want me to fuck this up by tethering myself to a goddamn lead anchor weight known as a child. Are you going to pay for it? Not only me, but you're going to pay for the hell that poor kid's going to go through? Look, I will. And you know what? How about this? Let's meet halfway in the middle. I'll donate my sperm. You can take a goddamn syringe because I had myself a vasectomy. You're gonna dope me up with a lot of anesthetic. You can extract as much sperm as you want. You're going to pay me $7.5 million for each kid that comes out of my genetic pool. You go and make as many fucking Clary clone babies as you want. I want $7.5 million for each. And apparently, that's what you guys want. Apparently, this is really important that I breed. If it's that important, you'll compensate me for it. Now, I'm not even raising these kids. You're just going to rent my sperm. Sperm rental. Clary sperm will rent. You can rent my sperm, impregnate as many women as you want. I get $7.5 million for each rat bastard that comes out of the test tube. And I ain't going to pay no fatherly child support, none of that. So you good little goody-two-shoes, Koch brother Christian, left or right-leaning conservative, liberal, you guys who all want to, okay, fine, pay me. Pay me. I've never understood that about this, like, especially along the lineage and the kings. You look at history. Especially in Russia, but European history. It's a cycle, guys. It's a cycle. Your lineage doesn't matter. Oh, I come from good stock. Fuck your stock. It has nothing to do with your stock. What happens is usually like a military guy that takes over because the rat bastard, spoiled piece of shit king that inherited everything and was born with a silver spoon in his mouth threw the kingdom into hell. And then a strong man comes in who actually served his ranks, you know, fight in the military, actually knows how to. He takes over. All right, he's the new king. And then he bears a child, and it's the oldest child, I don't know, the oldest son, I don't know why that is, but he goes, oh, you are the oldest son, and I forgot all the wisdom I learned on the battlefields of Europe, and I'm going to give you this entire kingdom, even though you're a pussy rat bastard. And then that kid, well, you know, the father laid down some institutional changes, some structural changes. You know, the country's doing really well. So even after that guy dies, his influence still is there for a couple decades later. So that first son kind of like floats on the coattails of the general. And then that idiot spits out some rat bastard child and says the father never ever had any kind of real temerity or rigor or strife in his life. He spoils that kid even more. And then that kid throws the country into turmoil. And then guess what? Another strong general comes up and takes over anyway. That's the history of Europe. So what do you think my kid's going to do? What do you think? Just because it's my genetic material? You think that just because it comes out looking like me? Charmingly handsome as it might be. Could be intelligent. What, you think it's going to lead? You think it's going to do good? You think it ain't going to go and major in women's studies and become a metrosexual pussy left-wing voting dipshit? What if it becomes the next Karl Marx? I mean, but hey, you guys all believe in this genetic stuff. Ooh, the smart people have to breed. It's not, money's not there for us. Money isn't there for us. So if you want me to breed one child and raise it myself, $15 million after tax. If you want me to just merely donate my sperm, $7.5 million per child, and I don't see it. There's a legal contract. It's full bulletproof. I don't care. I'm not raising. I don't even see that kid. That kid doesn't even know it's me. He comes out saying, I kind of look like that angry guy on the podcast in the YouTube. I wonder if he's my father. He won't ever know. He won't know. So in other words, either put up or shut up. Stop asking. Stop joining me to ask me to join a religion. Stop asking me to breed. Because society hasn't made it worthwhile for either endeavors. And that's the other tragic, ironic thing. Is like, you could pay me to go to church. I won't believe it, though. There's no way. We'll give you $1.5 million would be a very good, we're sorry, or an apology. That would be a good starting point. I'm like, not all Christians are dicks. You know, right now, I do have it out for the Wisconsin Synod. And I don't think I'm going to leave this planet without at least getting my pound of flesh from the Wisconsin Senate. I'm going to have to do that. That'd be more end-of-life planning. Like, if I had a lot of money left over, I think I would launch an entire, not even smear campaign, because there's nothing to smear. It'd just be an expose. I think I would try to bankrupt the Wisconsin Senate. I think that would be a very good, you want to talk about evil, at least the U.S. military is fighting Islam, radical Islam over in the Mideast. Ain't nobody fighting Wisconsin Senate. But I think, you know, if I were to ever go viral with a book and start making millions of dollars, Wisconsin Senate is, how big is Wisconsin? Hang on, let's find out. Because when you grow up as a kid, you think, oh, this is the biggest thing ever. This is all, there's only the Wisconsin Senate. Wisconsin Synod membership. Let's look up. The Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Oh, look, there's the swastika. Who knew? Blah, blah, blah. As of 2012, it had baptized membership of 380,000. 380,000, that's it? Dude, I could wipe that out. Oh, am I starting to think new things now? This is not like taking on the Catholic Church. I can't take on the Catholic Church. But this little sect, this little group of cultists, only 380... Shit, Scientology probably has more. How much does Scientology have? Scientology. Scientology membership. Scientology. Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. They may not have the exact number of membership statistics. This is interesting. They have only 55,000 people. Okay, so the Wisconsin Synod only has like six times the amount of that cult and nowhere near the marketability or hustle. They're slow, they're dumb, they're naive, they're evil, they're lazy. Oh, I could take them out. Boy, maybe. And you know what? That goes up on the whiteboard. Take out Wisconsin Synod. Would not be that hard to do. They could bribe me. 380,000 members. Typically, Swipple white people make a lot of money. What would the math be on that? Hang on. Let's pull up the old Excel spreadsheet. Do a little bit of math here. 380,000 members. Now, a lot of them are children. So let's just say 500,000. 200,000. 200,000, which would be roughly half, are the adults. Now, if each of them make, oh, let's go $80,000 a year because they're extra rich. Equals that because they are Swipple white people. That is, come on, let's put the commas in here. That is $16 billion? Did I do that right? Thousand, million, billion. $16 billion a year in income. All right, now they got a tithe, 10% of that. And all those good Wisconsin. So that's $1.6 billion a year. You guys could afford to bribe me, right? You could bribe me to keep me away. Dane Geld? A little bit of protection money? I won't ruin the Wisconsin Synod. Oh, man, I totally underpriced myself with this, joining the, you know, joining a church. $1.5 million for lifetime's earnings? $1.6 billion is a tithe, which is a rough approximation for their budget. What do you think is a fair amount of protection money? 25% of their take? So $400 million a year. The Wisconsin Synod pays me $400 million a year, and I won't destroy you guys. I won't expose you. I won't rip you apart. It'd be so easy to do it, too. Although, there are some true believers. They're so, like, their lips are so firmly affixed to Jesus' dick. There are some true believers you'll never get rid of. But I think for $400 million a year, I won't attack the Wisconsin Synod. It wouldn't be that hard. Look how dark it already got. How can we take down this fake culty religion of the Wisconsin Synod? Oh, well. All right. Hey, it's the Clary Podcast. Let's get some advertisers and sponsors out of the way. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast, if you're not the Wisconsin Synod, we got about 3,000 listeners weekly. It's $100 a month. I will go ahead and plug you on my various multimedia outlets, and we'll sell your stuff to all the other wonderful preachers' kids and agnostics and atheists. And we do have some religious people as well, like real religious people, not the cultist Nazi types. We have Chad Elkins' 2016 tax guide, which is pointless by now because tax season is already over. But Chad is now going on to his consulting phase. As you know, once the accountants are done with tax season, they go and they do consulting. So if you are looking for some kind of financial planning, some kind of accounting advice, some kind of tax advice, more strategic planning, consider Chad Elkins. You can look him up on the internet or go to my website, captaincapitalism.blogspot.com, and look for Chad Elkins' banner. He will help you out there. We got stuff up over on the Cafe Press site. Go to my site, captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. Click on the Cafe Press banner. Go buy some coffee mugs and some bumper stickers. There's also the archive of the podcast. If you say, oh, look, I see it starts at episode 100. Yes, the previous 100 episodes minus the first 25 have been lost forever, but I do have them backed up on thumb drive. So if you would like that, it costs $30 for me to go ahead, put them on a thumb drive, mail them to you. That's if you want them. So you don't have to have them, but I know a lot of you guys are like, I got nothing. I'm on a road trip. I'm flying to Europe. I need something to listen to. Well, I'll go ahead and mail it to you. And it really, I'm not making a ton of money on it either, guys. It's just really for my time, and I got to pay, what, $6 a thumb drive or whatever, and then mailing. So let me know. I could go ahead and drop those in the mail. Then we have the League of Extraordinary Podcasters. We have the 405 Media at 405media.com. Silvio Canto, Canto Talk. You can find him at Blog Talk Radio. FreeDomainRadio.com. That's Stefan Molyneux's outfit where you can listen to a bunch of pussy. I can't lie, guys. This is not to be gossipy. This is just, I like listening to Stefan Molyneux. The call-in shows vary because invariably he gets some kind of pussy fucking yutz in there. It's like, it's therapy for nerds who are too damn lazy to do anything themselves or hit the gym. I hate to say it. Because he's got some brilliant stuff, but I think it's like, it's, what is it, casting his pearls before swine? These guys, they call in, oh my god. There's always the, and here's the thing, this is not a slight on Stefan. This is a slight on his listenership and the callers. They all know what they're doing wrong. Deep down inside, they all know what they're doing wrong. And Stefan has the patience, that Herculean level of patience that I don't. But he goes hard on him. He ain't going to go light on him. He's honest. He adheres to truth and reality. So he inevitably interrogates him to the point and he'll ask him a really, you know, important question. So do you really love her? And then you hear this little faggoty fuck. There's always the... there's that exasperated point. And then I know at the opposite end of that phone, it's not like this ripped guy who worked hard like an Ed Lattimore or our buddy Vince Jameson or Iraqi vet. It's not a real man. It's this fucking environment. It's this fucking market of pussy-ass nerds. None of you who hit the gym, none of you who are intellectually honest with yourselves, you all just hope that a girl comes in there and asks you out. You all just hope that life turns around for you. And then when he fucking nails these guys down and they say like, hey, look, you got sovereignty over your own decisions. And they just,
you're right, Stefan. You're right.
That's why I want to beat the fuck out of them. Because there was no desire, no intention on the part of these guys to actually grow a fucking pair, take ownership of their own lives, and make their own goddamn decisions. I don't know if they call in because they want everything blamed on their mother, but at least one out of every two, there's always the and that just tells me, yes, I've been a hypocrite all my life, and this entire conversation has been pointless, and I just want Stefan Molyneux to go blame my mother for it. God, I'm angry. Regardless, it's not a slant on Mr. Molyneux. He's a way nicer guy than me because he tolerates the hypocrisy. He will go through an hour and a half conversation, and in the end, The kid will admit, oh, yeah, well, I might have been married before. Oh, well, yeah, maybe I have another kid. And that's why I want to take the fucking baseball bat, beat the fucking shit out of the kid, take him out of the goddamn gene pool for wasting an hour and a half. Because like, you think, oh yeah, this guy, you got totally screwed. No! It's this wimpy, weak-ass nerd. Now look, I was a wimpy, weak-ass nerd myself. But I hit the fucking gym. And then I ran, I grew a fucking pair, I got some skills. Wasn't easy. Took effort, took time, took rigor, took discipline. Took a hard, critical look at oneself, saying, I'm sucking in these regards, and I'm going to stop sucking in these regards. But these guys, they just call in and look for validation.
Yeah, you're right. She doesn't like me. She's going after me for my money.
It's like, why the fuck did I have to listen to your bullshit for an hour and a half? Anyway, sorry. Listen to Stephen Molyneux. Don't listen to his coach. There, that's the perfect way. Listen, see, that's the thing that pisses me off. Molyneux went through fucking hell. Mom was a fuck up. Dad wasn't around. This guy, and when he mentions it, you all say, you know, you might give him shit about it. But the fact that he had to go and mine for gold and pan for gold out in those brutal Canadian winters. That guy didn't have any, that guy, I mean, that's proof positive he had to go and actually support himself. His going and looking for gold and all this other shit, you know, all, just to get by, is me going and working late night security and patrolling in minus 35 degree weather, right? So I'm like, okay, that guy's legitimate. But then you get these fucking spoiled limp dick pussies that come in, they think their problems are so hard, and and what that says, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to become what women want. That's why I just can't. It's such a mismatch. Oh, I know that's how he probably makes his money. I know. That's the market. That's what's gravitating towards him. Here's a real fucking guy that went through fucking hell. And every limp dick, my girl doesn't like me. Did you hit the gym? Well, did you get a single mom pregnant? Now she's got two different kids from two different fathers.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't think they do too well at asshole consulting. Give me your fucking money. You're a fuck up, you fucking moron. Get the fuck out of here. Give me your $100. Fuck you. You ain't getting it back. Somewhere between the very patient and charitable and almost saintly Stephen Molyneux and my impatient, indifferent, I don't like you, go fuck yourself ass. I think somewhere in there might be a happy medium between that. But anyway, if you want to listen, don't listen to his call-in shows. Listen to like when he does an actual philosophical, he'll do a discussion on a topic. He'll do a piece on a specific topic, politics, whatever else. Those are definitely worth listening to. But God almighty, it's sad, but it's true. The fact Molyneux is so popular, as well as, I will say, the Honey Badger Brigade, who I also listen to them too because I like the geekery, but there is such a huge and massive population of pussies that have been brought up without fathers who, I understand you weren't brought up with a dad, but at the same time, I'm not going to forgive you totally for not fucking waking up and realizing that women like guys who are ripped. That women like alpha guys. I mean, really, even now, even by these today's, I don't know, like a 25-year-old caller, a 25-year-old complaining about, where the fuck have you been? You didn't have the internet to raise you? I can understand a 40 or a 45-year-old or a 50-year-old because there wasn't any internet. But right now, you pretty much don't have any excuse to say, well, I didn't know women like ripped guys with big dicks and money. I didn't realize that, you know, even though she was getting fat and she didn't take birth control and we accidentally had an accidental pregnancy. Really? You got no excuse. You got no fucking excuse. And what it ultimately boils down to, I had a client earlier today, what it ultimately boils down to is you fucking nerds are too damn motherfucking lazy. You're too damn motherfucking lazy to go to the goddamn gym and turn yourselves into what other people want. You're selfish. You're just like the goddamn feminists. American male nerds are basically like the feminists. You bitch and whine about how what the other sex wants and how it's unattainable. No, what it ultimately boils down to is you're too damn fucking lazy. At least the MGTOWs give up. At least the MGTOWs say, you know what? No, it is not. They do a cost-benefit analysis. They say, yeah, you know what? It ain't worth it. No, I'm not going to the gym for 30 minutes a day. No, I'm not going to run 3 miles every other day. No, I'm not going to. It is not worth it to me, and I'm going to go do my own thing. At least they got, even if it is the fake virgin towels, at least they got that much self-respect. Nope, it ain't worth it. I'm not doing it. But this,
I don't know. I didn't know. Maybe I didn't hit the gym.
Don't want any of you in my fucking foxhole when World War III hits. Not a fucking one of you.
We have to put a bullet in the gun and shoot somebody?
Continuing on with the extraordinary lead of League of Podcasters, we have the Beckloff. You can find him on YouTube. BECHTLOFF. You can visit him. Then we have the Black Brigade Debrief at blackbrigade.org. Financial Survival Network with Carrie Lutz. Tom Likas at blowmeuptom.com. Crush the Street at Crush. Oh, that's on YouTube. You gotta look that up. And then Engineered Truth. You look up Matthew at Engineered Truth. Those are both, are all on YouTube. We also have Glorious Carl at glorioushat.com. Get yourself your Glorious Carl hat at glorioushat.com. Made with real fake dead animal. And then you got me, the opposite of Stefan Molyneux. Actually, it is quite the opposite. I'm the antithesis of Stefan Molyneux. I charge. I'm pro-capitalist. No, it ain't a fucking charity I'm running here. And yes, I will beat the motherfucking shit out of your lame-ass, limp-dick, nerd-ass. I will tell you how to actually solve your problem. And yes, your mother may have been very horrible to you, but in the end, it's up to you because you got pubes on your dick, and now you're a man, and now you get to control your own fucking life. So if you would like that type of asshole consulting where it has, like, I don't know, results and we don't do that, you do a fucking on my fucking channel, I will charge you $1,000 per minute. Actually, in a minute, because you wouldn't pay that. But I will charge you $1,000 per hour. We are solution-oriented here at Asshole Consulting, not merely,
okay, little baby boy.
If you also want to help out the old captain here, but there's none of my sponsors that you like, you have no use for their products or wares, please consider purchasing all your online purchases through my Amazon affiliate program. Go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. Look for the Amazon banner, click on it there. If you could develop the habit of doing that, going to my website first and then buying your online purchases there, that would mean the world to me. Actually, it does pay off. Actually, it has paid for hosting costs among... I wouldn't even say health insurance. It hasn't paid for my health insurance because my health insurance keeps going up. Because Obama keeps jacking up because I got to pay for a bunch of single fucking mother whores. And I also got to pay for a bunch of old fuck baby boomers that didn't save up enough goddamn money in their life. God, am I in an angry mood. Why am I in an angry mood? I hit the gym. Went running yesterday. Had a cigar, did a nice video, a Bachelor Pad Theater. We got a Bachelor Pad Theater video out there, guys, if you like Bachelor Pad Theater. Maybe there's nothing else to do. Was it that I had nothing to do on my to-do list? Here's my to-do list. What did I do? Let's take a look here. Why am I in a bad mood? God, I'm killing it. There's nothing left to do on the to-do list. I got an interview at 3 with Crush the Street. Maybe it's I just don't want to write the new book. I think I'm going to hold off on that new book. Just wrote a new one already. Plus, Bachelor Pad Economics should be coming out. Let's look that up. That should be up already. Come on here, guys. Come on, Audible. Tell me it's up. Audible.com. Let's go. Come on. Say it's ready. You said 10 to 15, 14 business days. Let's go here. Okay, this is a side note, but please help me out. If someone can get to the nerds in Silicon Valley, don't load up a screen that I can type into when I type in the letters and it doesn't show up because it's not ready yet. You haven't fully loaded up the video. How about this? You load up all the infrastructure. You load up all the mechanical, functional aspects of the website first. And then, and only then, when the website is ready to take in data, do you put in the field or the screen that we can start typing in. Because you seem to upload that first, and I'm like, oh, here it is. And the human brain works a little bit faster than your programming skills and the internet speeds. So then when I type it in, nothing shows up. I have to type it. It's just something. You know, I know customer service, the customer experience is a foreign thing to you fucking nerds over in Silicon Valley. Just like, well, we uploaded this, we uploaded that. Could you just talk to some normal people? You know, non-virgins. Could you talk to some fucking non-virgins? Users. Ask them about their user experience. Say, hey, do you like it when we load up the screen 5 full minutes before the screen is actually able to take input of data? Bachelor Pad Economics. It's not there. It's not there. Okay, but that'll be coming soon. Academiccomposition.com, if you guys want somebody to do your homework for you, or if you want to write or do some marketing remotely, you can work remotely, can check out academiccomposition.com. Do the Philippines, the latest book by Matt Forney. He has many books out there. You can go to mattforney.com and check out all that he offers. And we have my two classes, the analysis evaluation of stocks and stocks, bonds, investing, oh my. Look them up on the internet by title. That's the analysis evaluation of stocks and stocks, bonds, investing, oh my. If you want to learn about investing and stock valuation, you can go ahead and find my classes offered there.
Now listen, man, I like the news. You guys like the news?
All right, many of you have already heard of Social Autopsy. If you haven't heard about it, go to Social Autopsy and just search Kickstarter. Kickstarter and Social Autopsy. Basically, it was a bunch of female Nazis, and I'm not saying that lightly, hit up by a gal named Candace Owens. I tried to find her, but it's hard to find a bio on her. But the website has been taken down, Social Autopsy, because I think it was such a bad, poorly, not only is it a bad idea, but it was so poorly written and exposed just how dumb these girls are. Not to mention evil. I mean, they're just evil. They want to, like, basically dox people who disagree with them on the internet. Oh, they say it's for cyberbullying and harassment, but in the end, you know, especially with the Adria Richards of the worlds and these constant fake rape accusations and how millennial women are all predisposed that anytime a guy disagrees with them or a woman disagrees with them, that it's hate speech and it's harassment and it's bullying. They're going to go and they're going to contact your employer and all this other stuff. So these are evil, delusional, and above all, arrogant women. Well, when you read through their Kickstarter campaign, not only do you see them for what they are, but what I love to say, now is the part that we do. So let me read through it and you'll see what I'm talking about this project. And just listen to the tone. I don't hang out with these girls, so I don't hang out with millennials, but it's like, my God, they exist. We know what you're all thinking. There is no way that this many girls can run a tech startup. And none of you have degrees in technology, by the way. You're going to rely on men to do it. Except we do, and we're about to save the virtual world with it. So listen up. We promise to keep this short and fun. Somewhere between cell phones and technology, we've managed to create a culture of online bullying, which was totally cool never. So it's time we put an end to it once and for all. Who says totally cool never? Oh, that's right. 20-something millennial girls who've never worked a real job in their lives. There has been so many amazing organizations before us who have made and continue to make significant strides and efforts to not only create awareness, but to push through to legislation to effect change. What? Why is it you all always go to the government? Why is legislation always the answer? For what, people who disagree with you on the internet? I mean, you got to look how tyrannical, totalitarian, Orwellian these girls are. They don't even know what Orwellian is. They immediately go to the government because that's how they've been trained. And so now we got to have more legislation to fight the freedom of speech. But we thought, instead of trying to stop it, why don't we try to capture it? Because what's the number one defense people use when they're making awful, nasty comments? The freedom of speech. Can't argue that one, so let's instead help them magnify those freedoms. Let's launch a database where we could capture them, exercising those rights to create digital records for them that anyone can access. Yep, we consider ourselves to be patriots. You cunts are so far away from genuine patriots. You're just a bunch of whiny, spoiled little suburbanite brats whose daddies are paying your ways through your worthless liberal arts degrees, and now you think you're being clever, you're going to put together a blacklist. That's all it is. And the arrogance just shows you're too damn lazy to go and actually contribute or produce something that society wants. So you're going to go on your social justice warrior campaign because real work is beneath you, and you're going to put together a blacklist. Ooh. Because maths are hard. How do I math? I don't know how I math. Okay, now, this is the part where we address your immediate concerns. Important to note, we do not allow any commenting on our site because we do not want to host a platform for any bullying ourselves. Oh yeah, okay, so it's too hot in the kitchen, so get out, but you're not going to get out, so you're just going to close down the kitchen. Our database also cannot be searched by keyword, i.e. homophobia, racism, which means a self-proclaimed vigilante would be unable to round up a specified group of online offenders. All right. And they keep doing this through the whole thing. Okay, this is a part where we tell you where your money is going. Blah, 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 blah. Now, this is the part where we tell you how deep we roll. Now, this is the part where we tell you what's up next for us. I mean, it keeps going like this, guys. I'm not joking. Now, I'm not going to read through. You can read through it on your own. And this has already been covered, but I'm going to go through. This is just a phenomenon. This is like where the millennial generation, especially the women, accidentally expose themselves a little bit of naughty bits, and you actually see them for what they are. So I'm going to draw it, going to succinctify it here for you, for us adults, because we don't have time to read through their pablum and bullshit, okay? Number one, I am so sorry for you millennial boys. I mean, I thought it was bad in the 90s, and it was. But this is insane. These girls can't just be nice young girls. They can't just go get their degrees in accounting or engineering. They have been so brainwashed by the leftists, by their parents, by their teachers, by their academics, by the media, to think they can't just, like, you know, seriously, just go do your fucking job, produce something of value for society, contribute to society. No, they got to change the world. You know, hope and change. We got to change because, yeah, we only were the best, greatest country ever. We're only the most dominant country there ever was. We only faced down communism, Nazism, and the fucking Bismarck. Or not the Bismarck. Who was this guy? The World War I guy. I mean, no. What? Yeah, you know, that formula was too perfect. Let's go fuck it up and come up with Clear Pepsi or Coke 2. You know, fuck the Coke 1 original version. And so these women think they have to go on some kind of crusade. They have to go and change something. Because, frankly, let's admit it. Change is easier than actual work. It's easier to tear something down that already exists than it does to major in engineering, the sciences, math, whatever, and actually produce something of value. And so not only is it easier, but then you get this ego trip on top of it, which basically turns, frankly, all you girls who, I know none of you are listening, but any of you girls who are like in your social justice warrior thing, you think like you're going to change the world, it just turns you into not enjoyable people. You're not people anyone really wants to hang out with. Nobody with self-respect anyway. Oh, you may get your white knights who think if they agree with, you know, being leftist that you'll maybe allow them to touch your vag. But in the end, you're just not enjoyable people. No real person with the slightest bit of self-respect who's cool or enjoyable or has got their own thing going on is going to want to hang out with you. Male or female, this has nothing to do with romance. No guy that I know that's of worth of any marriage material is going to want to even fucking touch you, girls. And I don't know anyone that would even want to befriend you. And I'm not even going to entertain this, well, he just doesn't, he's an old fart, he doesn't. No, you're a bunch of little brat cunts. Nobody wants to hang out with you. You lack altruism. You lack the ultimate understanding that the most important thing in life is other people. And it's not your fucking ego, nor is it the laziness that you little brat girls and boys have to think, well, I'm not going to work hard. I'm just going to take down an institution of this country or society. I'm going to villainize something. We're going to take it down. We're going to fight these made up fucking mythical boogeymen you have. Sexism, racism, discrimination, ageism. All the different isms. In the end, It boils down to the fact that none of you want to work hard, and it's easier to go crusading. Go look at my video series on crusaderism. You're just a lazy bunch of spoiled little suburbanite cunts and brats, and you don't want to work hard. You don't want to grow up. And you're going, champion, I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to fight for that. I'm going to stop the global warming. You're a bunch of fucking slacktivists. That's why none of you, I don't even have to look it up. Name one of the girls in fucking Social Autopsy that actually has a real degree in IT. Or how many of you are just relying on a bunch of supplicating Swipple beta males to go and do all the real IT work for you? What do you got? What's your list? Is it a Word document? Is it like a Microsoft notebook thing? You got a bunch of list of people. Is that your list? Look through it. They claim to have a list of 22,000 people already. It's like, oh, is that your technology? Is that the fucking engine? Is that the real engine? Ooh, you tech startup girls. Not one of you, not even one of you knows the difference between a bit and a byte. Not one of you. So anyway, the problem, the number one thing I drew from this is you poor boys have to deal with the most propagandized, brainwashed, leftist generation of women ever. I apologize. Gen X did this. We're in part responsible because we are professors. We are teachers now. But the baby boomers as well, from everything from the education industry to the media to the political industry, we have ruined an entire generation, just like the Gen X women ruined for us. We have ruined an entire generation for you millennial boys. And I'm sorry, we just took away the greatest thing ever for you, and that would have been a nice, caring wife. We just took it away from you. And we, instead of a nice, caring wife, we got a bunch of these cunts. A bunch of these worthless, arrogant, egomaniac cunts who think that narking, tattletaling, and ruining people's careers because they disagree with them is something to do. I mean, I don't know. There's no salvaging it. They're a quarter century old. 20 years, 2 decades went into brainwashing them from kindergarten on, and I don't know what we do with them. Oh, I know there might be some quality women out there, but for every quality woman, what, we've ruined 3? I mean, it's horrible. The numbers are horrible. Fuck the Chinese killing off the women. At least the Chinese killed the women off. They're not around. That's understandable. Here, you poor men, we've effectively, psychologically and mentally and intellectually killed off damn well near 2/3 of our women. So maybe a third. I mean, and the problem is, at least with the Chinese, you can't date a corpse. So there is no psychological torment. At least the Chinese guys know, yeah, there's like a shortage of 100 or 200 million women here. Here you're like, oh, it's a woman. These girls have, they're going to sound intelligent and all this. Not to mention you boys have been brainwashed, so you're predisposed to believe they're bullshit. But the psychological torment and torture that you're going to have to go through before you finally fucking realize that they're psycho, they've been brainwashed, and they're damaged goods. Oh, it's going to be more of a pain than whatever these poor Chinese guys want. At least the poor Chinese guys, they understand. Our women are dead. They were killed off back in the 70s and the 80s. We're short a couple hundred million. We're equally matched here in the United States. But nobody tells us that 2/3 of them is like eating food poisoning at Chipotle. All right, second thing. The millennial generation, they have been brainwashed to think that they actually know better than people who have been on this planet twice as long as them. They actually think that they have the right to be in charge, that they have the right to lead the world. When they have done nothing to earn it, they've done nothing to prove themselves, and they've never been adults. They have never been adults. I don't know. I do know a handful of millennials, but you all live at home. You all live off your dad. You all live off the government, and we have so lied to you. Not we. I'm talking to leftist people to make you think that you're so intelligent that you're entitled to lead this world. You're entitled because you went to college. You got your master's in fucking communication studies. It's delusional. And it's psychopathic. You think you know better than us. You think you know better than somebody who's worked in the Bakken oil field. You think you know better than a fucking firefighter who's risked his life. You think you know better than a goddamn Iraqi vet who got his ass shot up in Iraq. Because you sat in an air-conditioned room and studied under some aging, gray-haired pussy bitch to tell you about how oppressed you are and how everything, you're just victims. All you've been is taught you're victims. And that is entirely how your brain operates. Is you're a victim and you got to go fight the system, man. Meanwhile, the system has provided you food, clothing, shelter, free education, everything. Vaccines, everything. Oh, no, but that's not it. You're just worthless. You're just worthless people. But these are the people that are going to grow up and take over the world. Right? Another thing, just how poor... Now's the time I tell you how stupid you really are. Now's the time I tell you how it's obvious that your education has failed you. You girls, not just the girls who are on social autopsy, and not just girls, but you millennials who think this is cool or think that you're intelligent, or think just because you got a college degree, when this is the quality of your writing, look, I ain't no fucking perfect guy writing. But if you thought that that was quality writing, you thought that was a proposal, now's the time I tell you how you suck. Now's the time I take reality and shove it up your fucking ass. You have no idea how stupid you are. This is proof positive how college degrees have no meaning whatsoever anymore unless they're in STEM. You actually think you're smart. I know that you girls think you're so fucking clever and smart. And all you have no idea. You basically doxed yourselves. When anyone looks up Candace Owen, they're going to look up. When anyone looks anyone associated with it, they're going to find like a lie saying, holy shit, fuck these psycho cunts. There's no fucking way we're going to hire them. At least that's the silver lining to this whole thing. But when you read through it, I mean, they already took down socialautopsy.com. So I think these girls are starting to finally realize this is the first time they've ever ran into the real world and someone slapped them down and said no. It wasn't some Swipple White Knight beta orbiter dickhead trying to like, oh, yeah, I agree with you on everything. I agree with you. And in the vain hopes you might have let them cop a feel on your little titty, right? This is the first time the real world has ever come in and beat the fucking shit out of you. And the back, and you knew it, you knew it. That's why you wouldn't allow comments on your thing, because you knew that this was going to happen. And you just can't, because you're just such precious little, worthless, shallow, fragile millennial snowflakes that the slightest little bit of ding criticism would shatter your whole world. But what were you planning on with it? What the heck's going on? What were you planning with this? You didn't think something so shittily written wouldn't have gotten the lightning and thunderbolt, the entire preponderance of hell to be unleashed upon you? Not only what you're doing is evil, cowardly, cheap, non-accomplishment, and hypocritical, you did it in such a poor way, written it so poorly, it exposed how pretty dumb you all are. I don't care what your degrees are, ladies. I don't care. Like I said, none of you have degrees in STEM. And you're all going to rely upon a man who wanted your vag that you were never going to give up on it anyway to do all the real work for you. But none of you are smart enough to pull anything off like this. You are going to forever rely upon your daddy and mommy bailing you out or government handouts or nonprofits or some kind of government grant work. You are perpetual affirmative action cases. You will never be equal to your male counterparts. Never. You'll never be equal to your female STEM counterparts who actually work real jobs. You are inferior women. You're sad. You're pathetic. You are the epitome of losers. And you're such losers, you don't realize how stupid you are. Anyway, and then finally, I wrote this out so I could read it. The millennial generation will lack the wisdom to be able to accept differing opinions and institute a Nazi-esque level of government and society. I know you all think that, no, it can never happen. There are smarter people. These are the type of people who have parental financing and backing, not to mention the time and government checks, that they will go and influence government policy. The millennial generation will be the end. I know I had some, who was it? Was it DT and the Man? They actually thought the millennials were going to like wake up, that the crash would happen. And they went, no. The millennials are the psychopaths. The millennials are the Bolsheviks. They're the ones that are going to take over because they think they know better. They have lived off of not even their dad's money because the Gen X fathers that exist today never really had the work ethic. They only knew to borrow. That's why we had the financial crisis. But we've spoiled this generation. They are hopeless. They're 25 to 30 years old. They are never going to come around. They're just like the baby boomers. Maybe when they're 65, 70, and it's too late, maybe we should have done a bit something a little bit more. They are so brainwashed that when they get into the real world, they're going to force their fake world on the real world. They're going to force this bullshit theory that never worked ever, that they learned in academia. For people who have never worked in the real world ever, they're going to force it on government. They're going to force it on society. Heck, you already see it in the private sector. You see for-profit companies bending over backwards to throw meritocracy and performance and accomplishment out the window and replace it with, do you have a vag? What's your pigment color? What's the pigment in your skin color? Oh, we're going to promote you anyway. I mean, Sheryl Sandberg's a perfect example of what the fuck was her background? Jesus Christ. Yahoo, the new gal. Oh, she's got a vag. Let's promote her. And when these people start getting in there in enough numbers, in a critical mass of numbers, that they're either in Congress, the courts, the legal system, that it doesn't matter what the silent majority, what the real world is saying, they're gonna enforce their Orwellian nightmare. Their bullshit. These girls will not, this is not the last time you've ever heard of Candace Owens. She will come back, just like that broad over in fucking Marin County. Who was going to go and she's going to have organic face stuff. What do they call it? Makeup. She was going to do organic makeup. Let's look her up. I think I looked her up too, and she ended up like getting her law degree over at Harvard, and she was going to work for some nonprofit. Complete waste of intelligent young woman. Jessica, Marin County, legislation. Let's see if that pulls her up. Cosmetics. Jessica Assef. Yep, there we go. Jessica Assef. Let's look her up. Makeup Militant. Edutopia.org. My goodness, .org is just the safe haven for losers. Jessica Assef. What's she doing now? I remember going through her. Yeah, education, Harvard Business School. She is an award-winning, the awards were dubious, beauty activist and entrepreneur since the age of 15, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I remember her now. Like, she's only started nonprofits and organizations and never actually worked a real job. Co-founder, Raw is Everything, from 2015 to today. Co-founder, Beauty Lies Truth. Sales and marketing. Oh, this is the one job she's actually had. Led sales and assisted in product making and development for SW Basics and organic skincare. Let me take a look and see if this is even open. Yeah, she's never worked a real job. Let's look to see if this company's still open or this gal's just parasiting off of the rest of society. Take a lesson from Jessica Assef. All right, SW Basics. We're ready for our close-up. About. It's about simplicity, read more. It's about sustainability. It's about you. Organic lip balm, body scrub, press, blog. I want to see your financials. Where to buy. Store locator. Let's see how many stores they got. Maybe that's a proxy. Oh, it looks like okay, they're selling stuff. All right, that's a legitimate private. Okay, all right, not bad, guys, not bad. Well, okay, good. Target Knollwood. All right, well, look, she lasted a year and a half there. And in the meantime, with her Harvard MBA, all this gal has managed to do was go and start other fund. Look, I could start a bullshit organization. I could start a .org every day. Lickmyballs.org. Clary needs his balls lick.org. Fuck you.org. Where the fuck is my rumplemints.org? And I could like totally populate my resume. Led an infrastructural strategic initiative in which we optimized our, I mean, I can come up with the bullshit too. What ultimately happens is, none of you fucking broads produce anything of value. You produce and offer nothing to society. What's worse is you gals are going to go over and you're going to tell society how to run based on some fucked up anti-freedom of speech, Nazi, genuine Nazi bullshit. And you're too fucking arrogant and absorbed with yourselves to give one flying damn about freedom, individual rights, or the rights of others to disagree with you. And that is too high a percentage of the population, the millennials, that it will be the end of America. The baby boomers started it. Gen X continued it on. These millennials are the most spoiled fucking cunts on the face of the planet. They will fucking end it. It won't be, there's an alternative currency. We're just going to be led by a bunch of parasites who don't produce anything, don't even act like it. And it'll all be over. All right, let's finish up some sponsors here. Pushing Rubber Downhill by Adam Piggott. Adam has got his own blog called Pushing Rubber Downhill. He also has a book called Pushing Rubber Downhill. Check them out both. One you'll have to pay for, one you won't. The book you'll have to pay for, the other one you won't. And his book is also read by David Cerini. So he's got audio, he's got Kindle, and he's got paperback. Other books include Welcome to the Divide by SB Daily. Please, please, please. I'm not saying because he's paying me. This kid ain't paying me. I've been like giving this guy free advertising for like the past 2 years because it's that damn good of a book and I feel very sad. He put that much effort in. I mean, this guy put a ton of fucking effort in this book. And when you read, like, oh shit, this is really good, but the sales just aren't coming. So if you want to get a real intellectual, it'll mind fuck you. It'll just mind fuck your brain. It's a real intellectual challenge to read. Not painful, but you gotta get to like the third or fourth chapter. You're like, oh, and that's what you gotta do. Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty by me. Bachelor of Pad Economics, also by me. Worthless, Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major, by me. Joy of the Decline, me. Behind the Housing Crash, me. Top Shelf, Captain Capitalism Reserve, me. Freaking me, all me. All of them are in paperback and Kindle. And then Worthless is in audio. And then Bachelor Pad Economics, one of these fucking days. Audible will get back to me and say, oh, yeah, it's been approved. We have The Day-by-Day Cartoon by Christopher Murr. If you want to get yourself a daily dose of humor, check that out, Day-by-Day Cartoon. Silvio Condro's book, Cubanos in Wisconsin. Davis Arini's book, As I Walk These Broken Roads. Marty Andrade's Nixon's Guide to the Multiverse. Absolutely a must-read. It's funny, it's enjoyable, it's humorous. You got to read it. And then Rollo Tomasi's Tap Whiskey. Do you like whiskey? If you don't, go buy some anyway. TAPWISKY, Tap Whiskey without the E.com. Go check it out. See if you want to order some whiskey online. And then Ann Sterzinger. She's got a bunch of books out. Nusquam, something like that. Very dark, very cynical, very, very not me. As opposed to my normally cheery, optimistic outlook on life type of nature and writing. Yeah, check out AnnSterzinger.com. She's got all of her books there as well. Got a little bit of fan mail here. Aaron, I just finished The Curse of the High IQ. It was practically like you wrote the book just for me. Seriously, though, it really put a lot of things in perspective for me and also made me feel a lot better about some aspects of my past. Thank you, Mark. Good. Glad to help you out there, Mark. And Mark, swear to God, you better not be a fucking Stephen Molyneux calling pussy. You better be a real fucking man. So I'm just so angry about that still. She left me for another man. Because, like, he lifted weights and talked dirty to her. And I'm just not that kind of guy. Because my mommy told me not to be that way. I wonder how many more clients I could get off of Stephen Molyneux. Yeah, he'll make you feel better, but I'll solve your problems. What do you want to... Not to get into an adversarial relationship with Stephen. I'm just saying I'm sick and tired of the fucking pussies calling into that show. I'm not going to tell Stephen how to run his show. I'm just saying I like it when he does his own thing, and then I don't like it when...
Well, I met her when I was 19 and she was 34 with three other children from four different guys, and I fell in love. Now she's texting another guy, and I don't know. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that all we got? I think it is. All right, look, anyway, you want to help out the old podcast, the old Clary Online Internet Media Empire? Spread it around, forward, post, link, share on all the different social media webs stuff, internet thingies. Go ahead and do that. I guess on the iTunes it helps if you vote it up and you rate it. I'm not terribly into the Apple world. It's just the rest of the United States fucking dipshit sheeple are. It's like, I hate America. We hate America. And fuck capitalism. We're Apple. Everybody buy our products. Everyone's like, yay, let's buy Apple products. They hate America. They're socialists. They're going to go and, yeah, look at them, even though they hire child slave labor. I have to get the new iPhone 17 E467D. That's the one good thing I like about the rest of the world. They're not into Apple. It's only Americans. That's what I fucking love about it. Apple will not be a long-term thing. It's just a fashion. Although, I guess, you know what? What do I know? It'll become like that guy. What's the New York label? Calvin Klein. It'll become the next Calvin Klein. It'll be a digital Calvin Klein. Electronic Calvin Klein. I have the Apple like 670, quarter 70, you know, Mark 6. And, like, all the other Americans would be like, ooh, you have a chemical. And then the rest of the world's like, yeah, I got a fucking Android that's, like, one quarter the cost and, like, eight times the power. So I can't wait for the Chinese to take us over. Anyway, all right, that's it. That's the podcast. We'll catch you kids later. Toodles.